The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We had the Ballarat Gift over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, down at Eastern Oval. We were lucky enough to be invited to the Celebrity Ballarat Gift, which was happening yesterday.
Yeah, it was a run between both of us. The mayor, we had a representative from the Roosters Footy Club.
Of course, we had Dan Cronin from the Western Hotel. We also had Chris Sargent from the Freight Bar. And we also had two professional runners.
We had the mayor as well.
Yeah, you said the mayor.
Oh, did I say the Mac?
Yeah.
Okay. I said the Mac. I said the mayor.
Yes, you did.
And yeah, two professionals. Talia, who took out, was it the Stool Gift or Ballarat Gift last year?
Stool Gift last year.
And Andrew, who had travelled from Tasmania, and he was a gift winner from 2013, I think it was.
Yeah, but they both were ridiculously fast runners.
Oh,
and
my
professionals.
God. Unbelievably fast. You don't appreciate just how fast these people can run until you put them up against average runners.
Yeah.
Which is something I've decided I would love to see introduced to the Olympic Games, because the Olympics, obviously, you've got people, the greatest runners of all time, Usain Bolt.
Sure.
They should, just as a point of reference for the people watching so they can really grasp and visualise how fast these runners are, they should just have an average runner out there doing the race as well, just for a point of reference, like an average Joe.
Yeah. I think I was the average Joe in our race.
Our celebrity race.
Yeah. Look, and this is not the first time this has happened. When we went to do our first bit of training for Run Ballarat.
Yeah.
You're a guy who, you even admit, you don't do any exercise really.
Very little. I do more now that I've got my bike and I ride to work a bit.
But still not much.
Nah.
Not much at all.
Not by your standards anyway.
And you, like, when we did the Run Ballarat training, you managed to whip out 2Ks in under 10 minutes, which is quite fast. And it's because you've got these ridiculously long legs and zero body fat.
Yeah, that was kind of a trot for me. Like, I wasn't, like, if I had have been pushing myself, it would have killed me, because I don't have the endurance.
Yeah, so you're worried about the Ballarat Gift going into it because you thought you're so bony that you were going to snap a leg or something.
Well, that's my concern was that that tendon that runs down the back of your ankle, that real big bugger, is that your Achilles?
Achilles, yep.
I was worried about tearing that one because I hadn't sprinted since high school, sports day back in the day. And I remember on a number of occasions when I'd sprint in high school, I'd overdo it and I'd get really sore pain in that. So that was my main concern going into yesterday.
Yep. Anyway, we had all the handicaps given to us. Sam Mack was way out in front of everybody.
She had like half the track. I could barely see her off in the distance at her starting point.
Which is amazing. Then I was behind her by another couple of or 20 metres or whatever.
Well, you weren't a long way in front of us.
Well, that's the thing. I thought my handicap was actually going to be a lot better. Then I looked behind and you were like 1 metre behind
we
me.
We were literally, hey, Jules, how you going?
I was like, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah.
The gun goes off. Craziness ensues.
Oh, did the gun catch you off guard?
Yeah, I didn't even hear them say get ready.
Yeah, neither did I. There was no on your marks, get set. It was just I heard like a sergeant in the army shout something. I thought, oh, this must mean we need to start getting ready for the race. And then bang, gun had fired.
Yeah, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
I just heard the gun and went, oh, I've got to go.
Up, time to run.
And before I knew it, everybody had passed me and I said, okay, well, I've just got to catch up to the mayor. Catch up to the mayor.
That was Jules' goal for the day. If I beat the mayor, I'll be happy.
I catch up to her. I didn't want to beat her.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I was way off. And I think I just did that thing where I saw everybody was way in front of me that I just backed off and went, whatever.
Kind of gave up, did you?
And I even did my Michelle Jenneke dance beforehand. I thought that'll give me a little bit of extra oomph.
But maybe like Michelle Jenneke at the previous Olympic Games, you put too much energy into the pre-run dance and show and not enough of that energy into the actual run. Maybe.
I don't know. But anyway, so I came in dead last.
Yep.
To everybody's surprise, you managed to smash it out in front of everybody and came in first place.
It was a close thing, though. Young Talia, she I can't believe how fast she can run. I thought I had it in the bag when I passed the mare because she had a massive handicap and she was kind of the one to beat initially. When I passed her, I thought I had it in the bag, and then there's Talia just racing up the outside so fast, so incredibly quick.
Well, if she does it professionally.
Oh, yeah, and I realise that now. These runners are good.
Yeah. A big congratulations to the men's Ballarat gift winner, Jasper Nettleford, and also the female winner for the women's gift, Kelly Henderson.
Yeah, it was a really good day. It was nice to see the weather hold off just long enough to get all the running done.
Yep.
And, yeah, a lot of fun. Recommend everyone get down and support it next year.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.